Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect, and my name is Elisa, and I'm going to see what's going on. Here we go. We have Liz.
I led a technical difficulty.
Oh, I got you, girl. I know.
Well, you know,
Mercury. We actually have somebody else in the queue right now. I was like, I don't think that's her number, but I mean, I know it's not your number, but I was like, well, maybe something happened and she can't get in touch with me. Jesse, somebody else's phone.
So somebody's calling in?
There is someone with a hand raised, yeah.
Okay, so let's just go right into it.
Okay, let's do this. Area code, of course. Now Blog Talk's being weird. Mercury Earth is great, folks. It's all good.
All day.
This is area code 805. Good morning. You're on the
good
air.
Good morning.
Caller, who's this?
Good morning. Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Have we spoken with you before?
It's been over a year, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. So anyway, welcome back. And just to reset the energy, asking permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, what's going on? How can we help you?
Well, I would like to meet a fellow, would like to be in a relationship, and I got on Match.com about 2 weeks ago. I spoke to three guys, but I wasn't really interested, but I'm on until December 24th, and I wanted to know what you were intuitively picking up as far as if I'm going to meet someone through this venue.
Now, let me ask you this. Out of all of the apps that are out there, why did you pick Match? Did you use it before? I'm just curious.
No, I don't know why. I just picked it. Yeah.
Why not? Because you want a match. Why not? So, okay. And when you say you want to meet, I love it too. It's so old school, when you want to meet a fellow. I love the implication of that. You know what I mean? Because when you think fellow, the vibration of that, there's nothing heavy about that. I want to meet a fellow. I want to meet a gal. And I love that it's kind of couched in like an innocence. So the reason why I am focusing on that is because I'm always directed to the energetic frequencies. So I feel if what's great, actually, I'll backtrack a little bit, that, you know, there were three matches. I don't know how that platform, how Match.com works, but if you matched with three guys, you know, according to the algorithms, which on all of these apps aren't really that great, but, you know, they it's a very broad spectrum. But good for you that you, for whatever reason, felt, you know what, it's not even worth communicating because you know intuitively that it's not going to go anywhere. Would that be a safe thing to guess with the three that you just mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, and listen, it's only been 2 weeks. And as we all know, source, spirit, whatever you want to call it, doesn't know from linear time and space. So it's not a matter of being on a timeline, but it's a matter of acknowledging that this is your time. And the paradox is, while I'm in the wings, being open to all the amazing possibilities, how am I in right relationship with myself? Because the ultimate relationship is to have the primary relationship, which is the one with yourself, and to then have that enhanced by a romantic partner. Have you been in a very long term relationship or in a marriage in the past?
Well, you know, I never married, and it's been a long time since I have been in a relationship. It's been about 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and at that time I was in about a 10-year relationship.
Wow. And, so that was the last primary relationship that you were in,
uh-huh.
one that lasted for 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's reasons for everything that I'm asking you. And how did you feel... You don't need to tell me the story, but how did you feel when that was over? What was the emotional takeaway after that 10
year? I was kind of happy it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't really think it was that much of an emotional relationship. And
mm-hmm.
He had a drinking problem.
Okay.
You know, we didn't live together, but, you know, I was kind of happy. I kind
good.
Of ended it. Yeah.
Good. So that's a great answer. So when you walked out of that, you felt whole and you felt strong and you felt aligned, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So could you say that right now when you're exploring on these platforms that you feel whole, complete, and aligned?
I think I am.
Okay, great. So in claiming that, then it makes what's going on with these other guys less of a tipping point factor because you're grounded, and that's really great to hear. And you know there's a lot of free ways to use the apps. And I would actually recommend, in addition to Match, that you don't put all your eggs in the Match basket. And
I
listen, because I'm going to be talking from experience in a second. I really recommend Bumble.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about Bumble. Okay. So I'm not on any apps anymore because I met someone that I'm in a yet listen to me that I'm in, and I love this word. This word came from a drag queen. Apparently it's out there. The kids are saying it. But I heard it from a drag queen. It's called a situationship.
Okay.
Right? And I love it because it's more friendship-based than, are you thinking about me? Do you think I'm pretty? You hang up. No, I hate that. So it's really rooted in the woman having control. And what's fun about Bumble is that you can do a little peruse. No one is knowing that you're doing a little peruse. You're going through the J. Crew catalog. You're doing a little peruse. And when you feel that you can't swipe left anymore, meaning I have no good reason to swipe left on this person, meaning I have no good reason to reject this person, because now it's gotten, you know, we're so desensitive that you're like swipe, 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 meaning swiping left. And when I met the person that I've been seeing for almost 4 months now, I spent like 3 days of swiping left because I was really shy. I had been married for 150 years. I had only been new to dating since December, and I just got on Bumble, right, after not having great success on other platforms and feeling very much in control because it's really about the woman. And when I got on a profile that I had no good reason to swipe left on, every good reason to swipe right, and I was, you know, scared and nervous because I had been so stunted in my navigations of adult relationship and dating and all of that after, you know, being married for so long and being a single mom, et cetera, et cetera. I had no good reason to swipe left, so I swiped right. And then after you swipe right on Bumble, I think the woman has 24 hours to initiate contact. But the guys that are on it, and I've heard this from quite a few people, that the quality of guys, because it is set up the way that it is on Bumble, maybe might be a little smarter than the average dating app, because they know how the platform is set up. And I was really lucky, because the first and only time that I swiped right on Bumble, I scored. You know what I mean? Like this is somebody that I really. Now I'm not into getting into. Look, I was married. I don't want to get married again. I don't want to live with anybody. I like a situationship where it's we're building a friendship first, but we're having a really good time with, you know, proper boundaries, and especially during COVID, it's not an open relationship. It's too risky to have an open relationship. So that's a deal breaker, because it's just, you know, we used to just worry about STDs. It's not even so much about that, but it's about the pandemic. So I would say, and I loved your answer about talking about the fallout of your last long-term relationship, that you know what that feels like. And you know that it's not just having a warm body around, because there's some people that, to their detriment, will be with an abusive partner because they cannot be alone. It seems to me that you're independent and that you're good being on your own, but that you would like, and yeah, I could sense that, but that you would like an enhancement, a bright spot, especially during all this chaos. So my feeling is it's absolutely possible, regardless of, like, you have a free trial, because I don't know how Match works, if you have a free trial with Match that's good till December, whatever, or what have you. And what's interesting is, like, this is like going into, like, holiday time. Oh, yeah, it's Corona and all of that, but the seasons are changing. And people tend, very generally speaking, tend to want to cozy up with someone else and get connected. So I think your timing is good. But I say, in further pursuit of deepening your relationship with yourself, be open. Like, this is a social experiment for you and loving yourself. And I would explore going on Bumble. There's different options.
Oh, well.
Yeah, go on it. Go on the free version of it. There are some limitations because you're not paying, but just to explore. And, you know, and then maybe you do want to get some of the other features, and maybe you're worth, you know, $30 or whatever. It's really how you, or your safety, but I feel that the spirit of Bumble more lines up with the spirit of you, as opposed to Match, where you're depending on the guys also lining up, and also how the platform interfaces with the algorithms. But I think it's good. I think you have your head on straight. I'm actually curious if you could give Alisa your birthday, not the year, but just the month and the date.
Sure, it's April 22nd.
Okay, so Alisa is going to figure out your personal year, because with numerology, and she's the expert on this show, there's some insights or some conditions that might inform where you are. But I say good for you, you know, and there's no reason why not. And as long as your primary relationship is the relationship that you have with yourself, and that through this journey, and it helps to put yourself out there and to get a sense of connection, but through that journey, you're going to fall in love with yourself. And the irony of that is, when you fall in love, yes, I feel it. And the irony with that is that when you fall in love with yourself, all of a sudden, you know, you're being hit up like, oh, well, excuse me, settle down, boys. And that's, or fellas. And I love that. And I love that energy. You want to meet a fella. I think that's, keep with that energy. Instead of like, I want a mate. It's like, I want to meet a fella. It's just, it's smart. So I'm going to turn this over to Lisa. But good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Donna, your birthday in April puts you in a number three personal year. And three is about wanting to make connections. It's about expression as well and an understanding of energy and how it flows. So mostly it's concerned about flowing outward. But the nice thing about people who are spiritual is that you still have to pay attention to your own reserves and your own energy. So when we talk about this number three personal year, it makes sense then that, the things you're doing are you're looking to just make some connections, perfectly in line with what the energy is for your personal year. And I think also it makes sense that particularly this month in October, it may seem a little bit more effort because just the way the numbers line up for a personal month then, because numerology can get a little OCD with how everything counts up. But this month can be more about thinking, oh, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of effort, or that, there's just a lot of parts to kind of consider. But I like what Liz is telling you, because overall, this energy of the three for your year, and when I talk about year, it's from your birthday to your next birthday. That energy of the three is really meant to be lighthearted and fun. And even the word light, just enlightening, it's meant to shine light on all these things. And so the internal work that you're doing, or the internal maybe discoveries that you're going to find or uncover about yourself is the most important thing. Because if you're not feeling good about you, you can't turn that over to somebody else to make you feel better, right? And I think obviously we've established that you're feeling, that it's not about having someone there to make you feel better, but it is to establish something where you can enjoy yourself and enjoy another person in these, in these social situations. And it's just something to enhance your life, not to make your life complete. So when we talk about just numerology, I would say next month in November that things can get a little more interesting, because we talk about personal months. So next month will be a five energy for that month. And five is about changes and experiences and adventure. So a four, which is what you're in right now for the month of October, is about being very steady and details, plans and just a lot of work. And not that work is a bad thing, but it just means that there are things that you want to take care of and you want to get in line and in order. So this is good, because as you have your kind of like a time frame for match, that's one area that, can just kind of set it, forget it, kind of pay attention a little bit to how the flow of energy is. And I think you've already doing that. And as you're looking at other options, other platforms like Bumble, then there's still another lightness to it. You really are like just sort of shopping and checking things out and feeling how that energy is. And it's meant to make you realize how current things are for you, because while we talked about what you were in your last relationship, these experiments, social experiences, Liz like to say, on the dating apps, it's meant to say, to have you realize how current things are for you, like things that you're not interested in anymore, things that you are interested in can kind of be shown, kind of on the screen. And that's just part of the story, though. It's not all the answers. It still requires this interaction once you decide there's enough there to go forward. And that is its own little adventure. So I say, your first question was, am I going to meet somebody? And right away, it's a little, of course, because you're already putting yourself in that position to be met, right? You're already, that's half the battle right there. So, yeah, but now the question really is, you know, am I going to meet quality people? And it really is up to you to decide what you're going to allow in and what you want to spend time on. And as you are a Taurus, so you have a pretty good head on your shoulders, you're going to know what's going to be important for you. But it is, the phrase here is just to say, be sure to reflect on what is current for you now and not what you went through in your past relationship or relationships, because this is you now. And that's what's so exciting about it, because no one else has to know that story, right? No one else has to kind of dig through and, oh, well, she has this and this and this. As you're doing these, as you're looking at these different profiles, look at you know, what the vibe is, where there's potential, where there are, you know, definite points of interest. And the nice thing is, it is really up to you whether you move forward on saying yes, and then the next steps that happen after that, or not. So there always has been a lot of power. It's just a matter of recognizing it and recognizing who you are now, and how cool that is. So good luck to you. I think it looks good. I mean, it looks good when people are already willing to put themselves in that position and say, well, this is what I'm ready for. So kudos to you already, because not everyone does that. Not everyone, seems like everyone seems to, but not everyone does it with that sense of self. And
exactly.
That's what's the most important thing.
Yeah, to put it into action. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That was very helpful, and I am going to get on Bumble today. Thank you very much.
and give us a call back with an update.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, Bumble girl. Ooh.
Take care, Donna.
Go get some honey. Take care.
All right. That's good.
Is there anybody else in the queue before we get going?
No, we're good.
Okay, go ahead.
Good.
What were you going to say?
I would just want to say hello to Jay and Jen and Marguerite, all in the chat room. So hi to everybody.
Hello.
So we're good.
Well, that's great. Well, that's refreshing, because when I had a hard time getting on, and so I was a minute or so late to the show. And then you said, well, there's someone in the queue. And I'm like, if it's someone saying, Elisa, you should do your own show.
No.
Because I can't listen to that Liz anymore. I would have been like, okay.
No.
So, yeah, so what am I referring to? Well, I'm gonna actually ask that you you refer to what had happened at the very end of the last show, because it really was at once we were at the very end, or we were past time, so we actually had the last show go for another 15 minutes, because I was I wasn't surprised, because it's happened before with this listener. I wasn't surprised, but it was just the vibration and the energetics around that. So if it's okay with you, can you just sort of bring us back to what happened at the tail end of the show? Because I think it's important for us to address it, and then we don't have to, give it any more energy. Yeah, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, for people who need to get up to date, this past show on Tuesday, we had quite a bit of activity in the chat room with a lot of our usual, you know, regular listeners kind of chiming in and, you know, asking for requests and things like that. So while we were already handling one listener with a request, we had one more kind of ask for a card, which, you know, when things come in on the chat room, I just try to take them in order. And while, you know, now it's easier to kind of handle everything with people just doing it, not doing a private chat, there's a stream that I have to look through. And as we're focusing on this one person, I'm seeing, oh, it's one of our another, you know, usual listener, asking for a card. And then she then starts commenting on things that are being said live on the show. So with Liz, Liz had just taken a trip from New Mexico to New Mexico, and was dealing with a guy who wasn't wearing a mask sitting right next to her on a full flight. And yes. So that brought up some issues, as you can well understand, from someone who is based in New York City, who has been dealing with the lockdown much, much earlier than most people, and has, you know, and knows, you know, I think by now everybody knows somebody who's been affected by it. But, you know, there's definitely an approach that, especially someone from New York, will take, and an appreciation for people who are wearing masks.
Exactly.
And just for the, especially in an enclosed space, like an airplane, close quarters. So, rightly so, you brought up, you know, your own issues with that and how you handled it. So, I think this incident is what this particular listener was kind of railing against, was like, you know, oh, this is crazy, you know, that you're feeding into fake news and propaganda. So she, and to be fair, not to be fair, but just to let you know, this particular listener is not one of your biggest fans, but for
not a fan
whatever
at all.
Reason,
no,
still listens,
doesn't like my style.
Still
that's okay.
Listening.
Yep.
We're still listening to the show, still requesting messages that through you. So
thank
these
you.
Are, you know, these
right.
are, these are not things that, you know, we're just, you know, on the fly, but these are things that you have already
right. not a card
established
deck.
A database.
I didn't, right.
Right.
Didn't buy it on Hay House.
It's an,
right.
It's these are from you, channeled through you,
right.
from your guides over years. So
many years.
And over the years, this particular listener has asked for cards, and it's always through chat. So there's that. But then there are additional things said that just, you know, along the lines of her absolute, you know, apparently disgust with how Liz is, basically with how Liz is, you know,
yeah.
with how she thinks.
How I
so,
express. Yeah.
How you express.
Mm-hmm.
And so the interesting thing is, I mean, it is a show that we have been on and we've developed for the last decade, and it's
Thank
always
you.
Been a blend of
us.
Of two people, of us, of us. And if it's not me, it's our co-host is my cousin, is Anna. So I mean, but you know, it's pretty much just been us, and
right.
you know, it's hurtful, definitely for Liz, but for me too, because
mm-hmm.
this is our show.
Right.
And if you don't like it, if you don't like what's being said, obviously, like anything, you can just decide to not listen anymore. That is always going to be a choice, to listen or not listen.
Right.
But then to leave it with, like, that one more jab, that one more, I still don't like it. And then just, you know, kind of, hey, I'm going to drop the mic and that's it. I'm done. It's just not the same vibration that I guess we're kind of used to with the people that are listening, that are tuning in. And if you do have an opposing viewpoint, that's one thing, but there was a lot of anger.
It was
that.
An attack.
Yeah, it was an attack. So, you know, she kind of got out of the chat room, and then when I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh. And we were talking, we were already talking about something that was kind of along the lines of people not liking who you are. It was it had
so
nothing
crazy.
To do with, you know, it was
right.
it's just interesting because that was part of what was the what we were addressing with another caller or
right.
another listener.
Right.
So I couldn't not talk about it.
Of course.
I didn't, you know, the tough part is I know that it's hurtful to bring it up.
Yes.
But if I were to ignore it, then I'd be sitting with that. And
No.
And I'm the one that's looking in the chat. So I figure, well, it's something that is going along with what we're talking about right now. And here's
perfect
that
you brought it up.
Real time issue.
Right.
Exactly what we're talking about. So that's where we left the show because it was already over time. And we talked about bringing it back up and sort of addressing it again on this show. So that's where we are right now.
Thank you so much. That was a great summation. And thank you, Donna, our caller just now. What a great way to set the tone, to have a listener that we haven't talked to in over a year. I actually did remember her once she started talking. To have a listener call us after, over a year, and for us to do what we do on this show. And look, Alisa, I'm so grateful to you, Alisa, because not only are you like the best co-host ever and you keep it together, but you are running all the controls. I'm not privy to anything that's going on in the chat or who's calling in. So I'm always checking in with her when we're live on the air to get a sense of what's going on, because I am absolutely not aware of that. And I just wouldn't be able to. I go into different altered states and I'm not able to navigate with the tech stuff. And I think it was just so perfect that we were talking about how if you get into a situation where you need to work through that to get to the other side with a little more strength, tenacity, wisdom. If you are having clashes of opinion, or you're feeling like, okay, did I lose this person because we bristled as friends? But no, I really didn't lose this person because we worked through it and we're coming out of it stronger and better than ever. And that was basically the gist of the conversation that we were having with the other listener. And what's so interesting is that with the listener that only has dealt with us, dealt past tense, thank you, dealt with us in the past, she's never been a fan of me. And she said a couple of years ago, Alisa, you should do your own show because that Liz. And look, I get it. I think what makes the show is that our energies are very different. And because they're different, they're complementary. And because we love each other, it works. And because we love doing this show, we love our listeners. And we love that this is part of our service, right? We go all in for whoever needs us during this time on the air for the last 10 years. And this listener has made comments, stepped away from the show because did not like what I had to say, was not happy that Alisa, didn't drop me to do her own show, the Alisa, variety comedy hour with Carol Burnett and friends. Didn't happen. I mean, that'd be a great show. I'd listen. Didn't happen. And then this particular listener took a hiatus. I don't know for how long because I really don't care, and came back kind of to my surprise when you said, oh, so-and-so is in the chat. She'd like a card. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe she got over it. That's cute. And I didn't even say a damn thing on the air, off the air. I just let it wasn't an issue. It wasn't important. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my thing to hold on to. Once this listener said what she did a couple, said what she said a couple years ago. Yeah, it bristled, but I moved through it, and that's fine. Who cares? I not everyone's gonna like. Either you get me or you don't get me. That's it.
Right.
You know, like in for film production, my business is called I Ain't Playing Films, and I'm like, if they cannot get past the name, they're not gonna get past me. They're not gonna get it. But a lot of people do get it, and I work all the time, so yay me. So it really doesn't matter. So this listener comes back after the hiatus. I don't think twice about being there to serve, because that's what this platform is for us. And pretty much nearly every show or every other show, there's a request from this listener for me to pull a message, a channeled message from this database that only exists on this platform, doesn't exist anywhere else. And the interaction that you, myself, and this listener would have, because she would typically type in a lot of narrative content in the chat, having Elisa to, you know, it's extra work for Elisa. This listener had never called in. I'm not mad at that. Has never called in. And even when she would talk about contrast in her own life or lots of questions of professional nature, disagreements with people, greater understanding. With Elisa and myself, as you guys know, we're always in the spirit of focusing on the energetics of that listener and what they need, and to love them and to support them. So I say all of that, that when, you know, I'm only good for my damn messages, and you, right, so you're using me for that. And I'm recounting an actual story that happened and what I did. And you're going to attack me for that and say I'm disgusting or whatever else. And I say thank you. Because I know the way I have Elisa's back, I know Elisa has my back. And we will not allow that in this sacred space. Because although we joke around and we're human beings in this multidimensional experience, we play nice in our house. And this is our house.
Right.
And this listener is no longer welcome. Because you are not going to use me to have access to these sacred messages, because they're sacred. You actually denigrated the messages by your attack. You denigrated the integrity of this show, and you are no longer welcome. And we wish you the best, and we love you, and we thank you, because this supports our ascension and our moving forward. And don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
And there you go.
Boom. Because this bitch could drop a mic too. Because she will not have the last word. No.
It is interesting how people come in, and I know for people who listen on Blog Talk Radio shows, you know, they kind of, like, you, some of them just listen all day. Like, they have all the different shows that they listen to. What I love about this is that we have our core listeners, our you know, regular listeners, who are also in the chat room. You know, Marguerite and Jen are in there right now. And both of them had said, oh, you know, if I had known, if they'd seen it at the time, because they were both in it, but they didn't see it. They're listening, you know, they're listening. I was just looking at the chat.
Of course.
That they would have said something. And I love that they have our backs too.
Thank you guys. We love you for that.
We appreciate that. And so it's, you know, to have that and to know, because, you know, we aren't charging for this, you know, you're not having to pay a subscription to listen to us. And so you're getting, you know, a free reading, you're getting, you know, free advice. And so if you don't like the source of it, then you have to just choose. Yeah. And hopefully you learn that you don't have to kick and scream about it. You don't like it, you don't like it.
Stop listening.
And
it's a package deal. It's not a la carte. Yeah.
Right. And you know, Liz is not changing on your behalf.
Hell no.
Who she is. Not like we would ask you to change on your behalf. We would just ask you to take your requests elsewhere. If this is not a right fit, then it's not the right fit.
Right.
So, you know, it was a beautiful and tough way of kind of looking at ourselves and how you know, when people don't like you or don't like what you have to say.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
It brought up feelings of like when I have to talk to, say, my mother, where she'll say things and she has some
mm-hmm.
ideologies, and I'm like, I don't agree with it.
Right.
But I also don't, you know, smack her around. I don't like it.
I know, right?
Damn.
We will
talk it out, and we realize that there are times when I can't convince her, and she's not going to convince me. But I do love her, obviously. I love her. She's my mother.
Of course.
But there are going to be some things that we're not going to agree on because we're
right.
not the same person. and that's okay. I would still want her to do well, but I'm not going to beat her down because she's not saying things the way I
right.
want her to say it.
Right.
So, well, now we have some hands raised, so this is interesting.
Oh, good. All right. That's funny. Yes. All right, bring it. She ready.
One of them, I think I do know who it is, so we're good here.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Hey, baby.
If I disagree with you, I'll call in and disagree with you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I'm not a keyboard warrior.
I know, right? Anyway, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Oh, my pleasure. I'm going on a trip. I'm going to see my the gentleman I've been dating since January.
Are we going to Maine?
We went to Maine already, and this time we're going to San Antonio.
Oh, girl. Oh, that's a hot spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess the United States is one big hot spot for you because you're in Canada, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, God bless America.
Yeah.
The land of the hot spot.
But I kind of figured that I already had it, so, you know, I don't feel like there's a ton of risk with me because I was sick for all of March before they were even doing testing. So
right.
I'm sort of confident in my spirit that
and you're going to do the right thing and not attack one of the co-hosts on this show for doing the right thing. So you'll do the right thing. All right, so keep going. So that's exciting. Going to San. So I'm curious. Where's your guy based out of? Is he in the States?
Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, because
so
why would she?
It's a 25-minute drive, but it is – I can't do it right now. So we have to fly. So it ends up being, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles.
So that's fun, though. It's adventure. So you're like, let's go here. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, my question is about the energy around – maybe the next week for me. There is a little bit of apprehension there.
Why?
What's
the feeling with the apprehension? And it's interesting because the second I said why, I'm feeling it now. So there's what's going on with that? Because I'm feeling it very strongly. So let's not breeze past that. And I'm feeling it, the upper part, like from the throat up to the head, that's where I'm feeling it, like from the heart up, actually. But, like, the throat. What's going on?
Well, I, in a sense, you know, we're told not to travel, not to do this, not to do that. But there are extenuating circumstances every now and then. I'm a very rule-based person, but in my heart it hurts. I know I'm not doing anything wrong. But at
no.
the same time, in my head, I feel like I am.
Mm. Yeah. Interesting. No, and what perfect timing, because this is all about, like, you know, traveling. I mean, a lot. This conversation that we referenced with the other listener was she did not like my story about, you know, traveling on planes. So I'm going to repeat like some of the positive aspects where I'm very impressed with our country. And listen, this is stuff that it's so refreshing for me to feel that America, that I witnessed, and I was really paying attention. I felt like there was at least 90% compliance across the board. That's huge. I was really, really impressed with that. With the planes, they're saying the air in the plane is safer than the air in your own house. Okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people are traveling. I was a little surprised that all my flights were full, and I was a little surprised that in every airport, I was in three different airports, Dallas, Albuquerque, Newark, and LaGuardia. And I was really impressed. It reminded me of what it's like in New York now that we got our act together. Once we were number one at like screwing up, and then we were number one at coming back. And it reminded me of the New York of today where we're really like at least 90%, I could say like 90% compliance of people understanding that this is a respect thing. This is a public health issue, all those things. So knowing that, Jen, and that you know for yourself, so let's take it out of the pandemic space and let's just take it in the space of you are very hyper aware. This is not an act of impulsivity. And this is you connecting to somebody that you have a special connection with. And maybe it's not a situationship. Maybe it's more than a situationship. But it's a romantic adventure. And if your apprehension is just about the traveling piece of it, I say that you, wherever you are, whether it's your backyard or traveling, your divine intelligence and your knowingness that this is not impulsive, this is not an act of addiction or darkness. Now let me ask you this, because you are going to the States and you are, and why San Antonio, since it is, there are other spots in the States that aren't a hot spot, like I believe Texas, you'd have to quarantine for 2 weeks there and then 2 weeks coming back, right?
I don't think I have to quarantine there. If I do for 2 weeks, I'm not.
Girl, I think you better check, because you just check. It's a hot spot.
I think the way that works is if it's not a hot spot, you would have to quarantine.
Before you come, thank you.
I had friends that were supposed to go up to Cape Cod, and they live here, and they were not allowed because they did not quarantine for 14 days. Because
you guys are a hot spot, right?
Right. But
right.
She's coming from Canada. They're going to Texas.
I think
afterwards you would have to.
When you come home.
Yeah, when I come back. Yeah.
But you did that when you, listen, and we were like, yeah. We were like teasing with you, you know, which was so cute. Like, girl, I know it was worth it because you're on lockdown for 2 weeks. Hello. And she's going to be on lockdown with a smile on her face. and we celebrate that, and we celebrate. I love this call, Jen, because it's addressing the issue that we had with that listener who's no longer welcome in our house. It addresses the call we just had from Donna about she's on Match and I'm recommending Bumble, and I believe you met this gentleman from an app. And look, like, look at how it's progress. So it's like all these things we're talking about all wrapped into this one call now. So it's coalescing in this wonderful way. And that's what the energy is doing, Jen. It's coalescing. And if you have a good thing going on with this guy, Michigan guy, we'll call him, that's hot. And people are traveling, so why can't you? Just be careful.
Well, yeah, I feel like for the most, you know, when I'm here, I don't really go anywhere. I'm just at home. So, and I feel like if I have to work another day, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right.
So I need it. I need the time.
I understand. Oh, my God. I understand completely. Listen, I just did it.
I
hear you loud. And like I said to myself, if I am one more day, you know, with not really having many options. But look, I'm in New York, so it's an interesting place to be locked down in. But it's such an extreme environment, and you know, work and the kids and all of that. I cannot tell you the benefit of just being away for a long weekend. I can already tell how it's shifted and how I needed that for my soul, and it was sacred. So I say the same thing for you. We kind of need it. And I was thinking to myself, to your point, Jen, that people are traveling. You don't have to be a spiritual person to feel that pulling, that compulsion, that drive, that desire to want to feel like life goes on and that there are possibilities and that there are experiences to be had. It's just about being a responsible grown up. And did you already book your ticket?
I booked to Toronto, and then he booked the remainder of it.
Okay, the reason why I say that, and I mentioned this on the last show, is that once I'm done using the rest of my American Airlines miles and I've reconciled my credit card with them, put it this way, I'm not using that credit card anymore because I don't care about accumulating the miles. I'm just parking that card until I can reconcile it, and I'm going to switch to JetBlue because American and United are selling the middle seat.
Well, and you mentioned this on the last show, and
right.
I have to say that my American trip to Maine and back couldn't have been better. So I was one of three people on the flight. So
well, you were lucky, but it was early on. It was early, Jen.
Yeah.
I remember when you went. It was early on, and it wasn't a full
July.
Flight.
July wasn't that early.
Well, no, but I'm saying September. All right, so that was. So that was 2 months ago. Well, for whatever reason, all my flights were full. I had a great experience. That was my airline of choice. I just wish, like JetBlue, that they would just be like, you know what? Let's just not sell the middle seat, whether it's full flight or not. Let's just not.
If they buy, if someone buys, three seats across for their family, oh, no big deal. Like, why not sell the middle seat? Yeah.
Well, of course. I get
that.
You don't
stick some random strangers together, right?
Well, I had a random stranger, be in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee guy.
Yeah. Just like, excuse me. Right. And he was a little weird, too. I mean, he's with his wife. He's with his little toddler. And I'm like, oh, good luck with this, because this toddler is a teenager, and it reminds me of like that Huggies that Love's Diapers commercial, first kid, second kid. Clearly, it's the first kid because they were worshiping him like he was the third coming of Christ. whatever this 18-month-old, I mean, they were just putting cleansing his feet with oils, like Jesus realness. And I'm thinking to myself, good luck when this kid turns 12. Good luck. But then keep me out of it, So like he's feeding the kid. I didn't say this the other day. He's feeding the kid like peanut butter sandwich. I'm listening. I got my headphones on. I'm minding my own business. I'm letting their family do the thing. I told them, don't worry. I have kids. It's all good. And then this idiot, unmasked idiot with this half gross peanut butter sandwich. He's like joking with me. You want some? I'm like, bitch, get out of my face. I didn't say that. But I'm like, oh, no thanks, ha, 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 being cordial. So
a good F off would have been all right, too.
Yeah, thank you. Well, in my mind. So I just love the courtesy of whatever airline, if you're not traveling together as a group, that it's going to be like – that extra courtesy, that goes really far with me. That adds so much more to feeling a little more confident while flying. So, but anyway, to go back to your question, I think you have nothing to worry about.
All right, good.
I really don't. But I love how everything you said ties in thematically to everything we've been talking about since last show. So, yeah.
Right.
So when do you
I'll
go?
Let you know how it goes.
Yeah. When do you leave?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Girl, well, listen. When you're quarantining, you know, yeah, we'll be on the air. So call us in and let us know how it goes, squirrel friend. When do you come back?
I'm coming back to my house on the next Sunday, so I think that's the 23rd or 24th.
Fabulous. All right. Well, we look forward to the call the following Tuesday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good day.
All right, squirrel friend.
Safe travels.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye. I love how everything tied into that one call.
That's so funny.
I love it.
Well, we did have another caller that was waiting in the queue, but that call is no longer there. So
okay.
Next time, I guess. I don't know.
That's okay.
It didn't look like a familiar number, so
all right.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That happens. We
that
only
happens.
Got an hour, so
that's it.
Do?
Listen. It is what it is. But yes, thank you for Elisa for recounting the story, and I feel like it's like now the circle's complete. So
yeah,
I appreciate that, and we love our listeners, our steadfast listeners and new listeners. Coming in, but yeah, it does not have to come to that, and I love that Donna, our call before Jen, is mm-hmm. opening to possibilities. Jen is opening to possibilities. We can be open to beautiful possibilities, even if it's an uncertain world. Well, when has the world not been uncertain?
Right.
It's just so blatant, and it's so collectively, universally, for the first time in our lifetime, because we weren't around during the Spanish flu, but we didn't have that technology.
Right.
You know, we didn't have that access to direct communication. So in this time, unique to our lifetime, the world is going through the same thing at the same time. And that was so interesting. I said this the last show. It's so interesting that anywhere you go on this planet, for the most part, it's going to feel kind of familiar with that vibration of compliance. Well, for most of us, I hope. for compliance and just for the acknowledgement that life is so sacred and not to be taken for granted. Hence, people, you know, with the protocols and with their due diligence, are finding ways to live life and to find joy, you know. And one day, Georgia, I know, will get off of the list. Once New Mexico was off of the list, that's when I considered traveling. Once Georgia is off of the list, I probably will consider traveling, or you guys can consider traveling to see me. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we
right.
do our, yes, of course, if we do our due diligence, because we are like a year, almost a year into, well, the rest of the world, like parts of Asia, Italy, are practically a year in with this. We're 7 months. So, and who knows what things are going to look like. So life, no matter what, life goes on. And this show will go on, regardless of, you know, who gets us or who doesn't. It doesn't have to be for everybody.
Right.
But it's for us, and we welcome all listeners with open arms, because that's how this show rolls. So on that note, thank you, Elisa. I love you so much.
I love you.
Thank you, and I love this show, and I love our listeners. So, yay. And we ain't going nowhere, so too bad. Ha-ha. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can certainly send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please stay safe and take care of yourself and each other. Let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
Tell me something.